So I dropped the subtle hint, but with the pandemic impacting so many, you've been working with SiriusXM,
yes.
And now you're with one of my other favorite networks. Let the folks know what you shared with all of us the past week.
Yeah, no, I mean, definitely good news. And to your point, it's been sort of a wild ride. I'm still going to be covering the conference, so I'm still going to be working on Pac-12 radio with SiriusXM. So, Steve, you know, when it's all things conference, when we're talking about the Ducks and the Beavs, you know I got you there. But now we'll just sort of take it a step further. So it won't just be Saturday football, it'll be Sunday football. So just joined NFL Network, super excited for the world with those guys. I'll be anchoring some of their news shows and some of their breaking news coverage. So looking forward to it. And I guess, like, the beauty of it is, you know, the last few weeks I've been watching so much NFL football, Steve, it is becoming more and more obvious by the game how much Pac-12 talent there is littering the field on Sundays.
Yeah, I always laughed when they talked about the Pac-12 being down. I was like, talk to the NFL scouts. The talent here has always been silly. So, you know, I just thought about all the years we've known each other, all the times we've talked. I've obviously mentioned a million times you're from Jersey. Have we ever covered, do you lean Jets, Giants? Did you have an NFL loyalty?
I did, but, you know, Stephen, you know this. In the Northeast, if you are a Jets fan, you're also a Mets fan. And if you're a Yankees fan, then you're a Giants fan. I don't know what happened to me, but I am a Giants fan and a Mets fan. So I guess I'm only half tortured because the Jets obviously have had some issues, although I shouldn't talk because as a Giants fan, it's been tough sledding. But at least, you know, we've had some Super Bowls, you know, in memory. How about that? So, but yeah, no, definitely the Mets side of things and certainly the Giants. And I'm sort of hoping that as I pay closer attention to the G-men, they might be able to squeak out a couple more victories down the stretch here. But obviously they've been decimated by some injuries.
No, that was always the rule. And I'm older than you. The city folk like the Giants, Yankees, Rangers, and Knicks.
Yep.
The outliers like the Nets and the Jets and the Mets and the Islanders. So landing there as we continue with Mike Yam of the NFL Network, and like you said, still wired into the conference. And one of the more unique announcements was these 9 a.m. local time kickoffs.
Yeah, yeah.
I know you and Roxy spoke with Jim Knowlton, the Cal AD. Either your read or what you're hearing, what do we make of these 9 o'clock kickoffs?
I got to be honest with you, Steve. I like it for a lot of reasons from a national perspective. Only because you and I both know, and I've been on your show so many times and always appreciate the invite, but the reality is the Pac-12 hasn't gotten national respect over the last couple of years. You can point to the lack of college football playoff appearances, not really doing a ton of damage by winning a national championship. And because we're always talking about, like, late night windows, you know, they just don't get a ton of love on national shows. And I think that feeds into that narrative. So to me, I like the 9 a.m.s. I wasn't the biggest fan from a fan perspective because I thought that might be tough sledding for the hardcore fans. But I just thought from perception, I like the 9 a.m.s. I like the fact that it's ASU and USC in week number one to kick things off because to me, it's two premier teams in this conference. And look, you know, Fox is going to have Reggie and Matt doing a pregame show, which to me is awesome, coupled with this idea of Urban Meyer. Like, to me, the more exposure you can get, the better. And it's not like fans are going to be drastically impacted because we're not seeing fans inside the stadiums in the Pac-12 conference. Now, Gavin Newsom, who's the governor of California, actually said earlier today that in some counties they will allow some fans in attendance. I would be shocked, to be honest with you, if that's happening at Stanford and at Cal, just knowing sort of the hoops that those two programs had to jump through to even be able to practice. So I would be surprised that it happened there. But nonetheless, I think the perspective and the intention that those 9 a.m. kickoffs are going to get for this league, I think net out at a positive.
So any truth, I should say, to the rumor that with Matt and Reggie, they're going to call it the Bush Push pregame?
They should do that. How cool would that be? Although I think Herm might be upset with all the coverage in the pub that SC's going to be getting on that show. He's going to be relying on Urban Meyer and Brady Quinn to kind of pick up the ASU side of things.
I'm sure. We're talking with Mike Yam of the NFL Network and College Sports on SiriusXM. You guys also, you had a chance to talk with David Shaw of Stanford, and that's who Oregon opens with. The Cardinal took, in essence, their only step back last year since Harbaugh turned the whole program around. I say that team lurks. I think the offensive line is better, and I just think David Shaw is all that. What's your early read on what Stanford might look like this year?
You know, I think Stanford with Davis Mills, this is a guy who's thrown for over 500 yards in the game. He's a baller, and I know people were a little upset because they watched KJ put on a show earlier this season playing for Mike Leach. The more and more people you talk to around that Stanford program, the more they'll tell you that Davis Mills has such tremendous upside. But I think, Steve, you know, to your point on David Shaw, I'm with you. I think he's one of the premier coaches in the game. The problem is some of the issues that they've had with keeping guys healthy. That offensive line has had real problems staying healthy the last couple seasons, which is why I think you're seeing a little bit of a dip, coupled with who are those explosive guys that can really make plays for him. And I think, to me, that's one of the biggest questions that I have. You know, it's not like you have a Bryce Love, you know, or Christian McCaffrey or Toby Gerhart coming out of that backfield right now. And those big playmakers down the field, you know, J.J. Arcega-Whiteside now playing on Sundays. And I think, to me, that's been one of the biggest issues. I think from an Oregon perspective, Oregon's schedule sets up pretty nice. Now, look, you're right. They get Stanford in week one, which could be a tough game for them. But I think, generally speaking, USC and Oregon have favorable schedules to try to go undefeated and potentially meet in that championship game.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, let's leap to the NFL with a dash of Oregon, because by the math, 30 days ago, the question was, well, I wonder when Justin Herbert's going to make his NFL debut.
Yeah, yeah.
Now he's gone head-to-head with Brady, Brees, and Mahomes. He set rookie records on Monday Night Football. I'm always a little skeptical of a rookie quarterback, but what are you making about the start to his pro career?
Think about the decisions that teams had to make in their evaluation before this NFL draft. Did you like Tua? Did you like Joe Burrow? Where does Justin Herbert fit into the mix? Right now, Herbert and Burrow are, I mean, kind of the future at that spot. Now, Tua was just named starter with Miami, and he got a little bit of a flash over the weekend and threw two passes in that football game, and now the keys are his in that car. But I think the future is bright at that spot for the Chargers, the fact that they can now sit back and they know they have a guy and a real player. What he's doing on third down, he's one of the best right now in the NFL. I was about to say the country. That's a college term. He's one of the best in the NFL right now on those critical plays on third down, coupled with, you know, you're seeing more mobility from him, and just this uncanny ability to show off that arm. You know, I've talked to some people around the Oregon program. They'll tell you Joe Moorhead's going to be going downfield a whole lot more. I can't help but think, hey, like, you know, what would Justin Herbert have been able to do if they were taking even more shots downfield? The personnel, look, having a Keenan Allen on that football team is certainly going to help that squad. But, you know, Steve, like, tell me right now, who's the guy that you'd rather have? Is it Justin Herbert or is it Joe Burrow? Like, I think there's a real conversation, and you might even lean Herbert right now. They're losing. They're on the precipice now of getting, you know, some of these wins. I think, you know, they lost 9 games that were single digits a season ago, and, you know, even this season, every single one of their games is single digits. So they just got to figure out a way to close and get healthy, which is what they were able to do in the bye week.
Now, where you live, you have the reigning NFC champs, and, man, they just so banged up. They look lost against the Dolphins, but that was a must-win pretty much Sunday. They got it, they ran it, and they threw it against a good defense. They limited Goff to just a score until late in the fourth. Yeah. So how big a win was that, not only in the standings of a great NFC West, but to remind everybody, hey, we ain't dead yet?
Yeah, I think it's a great call, because I think people in San Francisco and the Bay Area were hitting the panic button to watch Jimmy G have the type of game and then get yanked a week ago. You started to say, well, oh boy, like, is this just kind of like a microcosm of what we can expect the rest of the season? You know, San Francisco, Steve, they've been crushed by injuries this year, and I hate to use that as an excuse, but, you know, they've had a lot of their playmakers get banged up, and to your point, to have the type of performance that they had – over the weekend to me is definitely a positive sign. Jimmy looked much better, much more comfortable coming off of that ankle injury, and I think it was a wake-up call. Now, I know Shanahan said, look, we pulled him last week because he just wasn't right health from a health perspective, but, you know, while I'm sure there's some truth to that, Jimmy just didn't look good in that football game. So I think for him it was probably a little bit of a personal wake-up, too, to try to perform. And, you know, like, circling back on this Pac-12 topic with that team, Brandon Ayuk has been amazing for San Francisco and has given us some wow moments in the early stretch of this season. And, of course, he had a ton of success for Herm Edwards at ASU. So, by and large, man, like, San Francisco needed the win and they got it.
You mentioned Ayuk around here, and you ignite a nervous twitch.
Yeah. Good point.
Couple final thoughts for Mike Yam, newly minted analyst of the NFL Network. Let's look to the north. The Seahawks have been kind of the cardiac kids, everything down to the wire, but they've won them all. They're off a bye. I look at it, you know, they've got Russell Wilson and the best coach not named Belichick. What strikes you about this team now and moving forward?
You know, Steve, I know you keep a close eye on this football team. Are you with me that, and I know this is going to sound weird, but I don't know if there's a real appreciation for Russell Wilson. You know, not to make, like, the basketball analogy, and I'm not, you know, I'm a LeBron guy in the sense that I think he's one of the all-time greats, but I'm not putting him in front of Jordan. I know people are having that conversation. But, you know, I do appreciate greatness. And LeBron James, what we've seen, like, we are truly seeing a generational performer who is going to go down as one of the all-time greats. Russell Wilson, maybe it's a stretch to put him in the LeBron category, but I just don't think we give him enough credit. You know, that Sunday night football, the Sunday night football game from a week and change ago, I mean, are you kidding me? On these fourth down conversions, marching downfield with 2 minutes to go and winning that football game, like, to me, he's a spectacular quarterback, and I know he doesn't necessarily always pass the eye test because of his height, but tell me a guy that you'd feel more comfortable with in the NFL right now. Like, that's, maybe you throw out one or two other names, but I'm not sure it goes much past one or two in terms of Russell Wilson, where he should land on a lot of these QB lists.
No, he's, I think during the offseason, because there was so much downtime, you heard a lot of people saying, it's amazing he doesn't get more MVP looks. And to me,
yeah,
8 full seasons, and then if you add up all his starts, I think there's some crazy stat where they've lost by, like, more than one score, like, 6 times. I mean, every game, he quarterbacks, they have a chance to win. No, he's won me over easily. All right, earlier I mentioned Mahomes. What always struck me about him was from his debut only 2 years and a month ago, you know, his demeanor. We know his skill set, but no-look passes in football. And I don't like to go hyperbole nuts, but now as a 3-year starter, he's been an NFL MVP, a Super Bowl winner, a Super Bowl MVP. I mean, how unique is it that you actually feel comfortable putting him in some really serious quarterback conversations already?
Well, yeah, I'm with you on that one, and I think the Kansas City Chiefs would agree with you as well, considering that contract, the $500 million that they decided to sign Mahomes to. You know what's really interesting about Mahomes, and you're seeing more and more quarterbacks do this as the years have gone on in the last couple seasons, this ability to be creative coming out of the pocket. You know, Aaron Rodgers at times, my God, like, it's like a flick of the wrist. Doesn't matter if he's, you know, fully planted with 2 feet or he's, you know, falling off balance. He's still not only accurate, but he's got such a cannon of an arm. And I think the thing that we're seeing with Mahomes is this ability to be creative, to not always be completely balanced on his plane and, you know, throw these one-handed bombs or, you know, whip these passes when he's falling over. Like, those are really hard throws to make in terms of trying to fit the ball in a tight window with these defensive players that are converging in on not only Mahomes, but also the guys that he's throwing to. You're right. He's in that conversation, and he deserves it just based off of the success that he's had, and he can back it up with the Super Bowl.
I guess before we go, I'd be remiss in saying, so where, when, who, when are we going to see on the NFL Network?
Yeah, just kind of scattered throughout the course of the network. Actually, today is day number one. I was just going through all my bags of suits that I had to carry out of Pac-12 Network a couple months ago, and they were a little dusty. My girlfriend was actually helping me dust off a couple of those bags, and they're a little wrinkled, so tonight I got to figure something out before we hit. We start doing some hits tonight from home, but yeah, just kind of scattered throughout the course of the next couple of weeks and months.
awesome folks. He's Mike Yam, like I said, NFL Network, College Sports, Sirius XM, on Twitter at Mike_Yam. Hey, my man, congratulations. You could see how everybody on Twitter been hitting you up. So happy for you. One of the best in the business. Great guy. Couldn't happen to a nicer guy. Really happy for you. And of course, as always, much appreciate you spending some time here.
Always great to be with you, Steve, man, and I cannot thank you for your personal support, because you've reached out to me a ton over the last couple months or so. So I really appreciate it, and I cannot wait to join you again to talk a little Pac-12, and we'll sprinkle in some NFL too.
You got it, buddy. Be well, and congratulations. Awesome. Break a leg, as they say, my man.
I appreciate it.
Take it easy, Mike.
Take care.